Blog Talk Radio.
Some people wonder how and possibly why we chose the opening song. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I know, I have to admit, I absolutely do love doing the show in the morning because I love being able to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, if you just tuned in for the very first time, let me tell you, you have made a great decision and a great choice. And by the way, you can put that on your resume because I happen to know that companies today are looking for great decision makers. So anyway, keep that in mind. But I tell you, I am so excited about the topic today. You know, I've been feeling this topic really has been brewing for a while. You know, today on the broadcast, and, you know, many days I get to talk about things that I absolutely love. But today, it just goes beyond that. You know, it's love coupled with passion, coupled with excitement, coupled with destiny. All of these things rolled into this topic on today. And let me just go ahead on and give you the topic so that you can feel the excitement with me, so you can get enthusiastic about this topic. And so my topic today is lifetime dreams fulfilled through the community college. Lifetime dreams fulfilled through the community college. You know, it dawned on me last week sometime, right before I put this topic up, it dawned on me how so many of the wonderful things that I am doing in my life today, things that were beyond my scope of imagination, so they could have only been a dream, things that I'm doing, people that I am meeting, places that I go, so many of them came from my relationship and my experiences at the two-year college. And somehow I get this notion, and I've noticed, rather, that there, like, for instance, in the state of New Jersey, there are 21 counties. You have Ocean County and Hudson County and Passaic and Middlesex County, and you have Essex County and Union County and Sussex County. There's Atlantic County. There's all these different counties here in New Jersey. And 19 county colleges. 19 county colleges. And some of these colleges have 10,000 students, 15,000 students, an enormous amount of students for a community college. Not like the community colleges from my hometown. The community colleges there, the majority of them, you know, are much smaller in number. So when I came to New Jersey, as a matter of fact, September, this is the pre-2.5 decades anniversary for me coming to New Jersey. When October the 27th comes, that is the day. That is the day. That is the big day. 25 years, 2.5 decades since I came to the state. And it's, I know it does seem like a long time, right? But if you look at all that has been accomplished in 25 years, you know, starting with having self-published several books. You notice I said several and not just one book. Over 5 books have been published in this time frame. Now, here's the thing. And, of course, you know, I've helped hundreds of people publish their book. Hundreds. Now, and have inspired even more to also write a book, inspire and employ people to write books. Some, I know, I have actually inspired people to write books that have been writing all their life but just never published a book. And they've shared that with me, so I'm not telling you anything. It's not to brag. It's to give you fact, not to impress you, but to impress upon you. Why one of the books, one of the best-selling books that I have is Release Your Power. Why that book is so important, because when you release your power, you will ignite other people to do great things. And that's like the best feeling in the world. So today what I want to do is I want to release the power that I have and the knowledge that I have about how you can fulfill your dreams through the community college. Now, here's the thing. When I went, okay, first of all, for me to be able to go to college was living beyond my dreams. It's actually, I should entitle it, Living Beyond Your Dreams through Community College. Community College can help you live beyond your dreams. So if you are a parent, if you are someone, if you know someone, please go and tell them about this broadcast. Let them listen to it, download it for them, record it for them, whatever you need to do. You know, the community college is a secret, and especially in the African-American communities. Because I know here in New Jersey, I'm telling you, every single community, some of the worst communities. I had one student, and I also teach at the community college, so I have a real love and respect and relationship with the county college. Some places call them county colleges, like here in New Jersey, or we are, but their formal title would be a community college or two-year college, because not every, you know, state has them probably according to the county. They may just be there. You know, again, we had some in my hometown, but it was a little bit different. So here in New Jersey, we have these two-year colleges, right? And I don't think they get as much credit as they should. And I'm sure they do get a lot, because I am not on the marketing team. I you know, it's a couple of the colleges where I work. I know they have marketing departments. But I'm telling you, if there's anybody that never told you about the dreams, I mean, it really goes beyond your dream. First of all, to go to college was beyond a dream for me. Where the way I grew up, I thought college was for people that did not look or talk or behave or have a lifestyle, anything like Lilisa. college was not even in the dreams for me. It was outside of my dreams. It was that part of your subconscious where it's there because, you know, God plants things in us from before the foundation of the world. So it's there, but you never touch it. You don't see it. You can't believe it. You don't even think it. And if a thought does come up, or if somebody does mention it, there's always that negative comment to shoot it down. You know, and my comment, and I share these things with my students. I teach at the same community colleges that I'm speaking of. That's how much I believe in them. I've been teaching there since 1988. So just 10 years after coming, no, I'm sorry, 1998. So just 10 years, just 10, 11 years after coming to the state of New Jersey with nothing but a GED, now I began to teach. So when I tell you that lifetime dreams through the community college, I'm telling you from personal experience, and there's so many people that I could name, so I can't name them all. So what I'm going to do is send you to their websites. I want you to go to their websites, and on their websites for the county colleges in your community or any community, you will find stories of people just like me. And I am praying so hard to God that He will encourage you and that He will inspire you to go to the county college. And what I like most, I'm going to tell you, and you know, we only have a half hour to the broadcast, so I have a lot to get in. But can I just tell you what I love most about the county college? The county college is for poor people. So for all of those people out there who say, well, what is the president doing for the poor? Or what is the administration doing for the poor? Or what does politics do for the poor? Or what does the United States do for the poor? And they don't do anything for the poor. And all they care about is the rich. And all they care about is the middle class. Well, I'm going to put a wrench into that little system. Because here's the thing. The county college is for the poor. Do you know that for the cost of a pair of Nike sneakers or Air Jordans or Adidas or whatever pairs, Reebok, whatever tennis shoe you wear, a lot of them, I'm talking about a good shoe, a good tennis shoe, it's a good $100 at least. Parents, if you don't believe it, go and ask your children because they're wearing these things. I see them. They come to school. Cell phones. For the average cost of a cell phone, and I know parents who buy their children phones and iPads and all these things that $200, $300, so that they can get on there, talk to their friends, and neglect their homework. And then have the audacity to say, I can't afford to send my child to college. That's disgusting. Because the community college, so I'm going to give you some secrets about the community college. Now, typically, these secrets are not told to everyone. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, though, because you're my friends. You know, you tune in every week or daily, and you're my friends. And I, you know, you want to help your friends, right? Everybody wants to help their friends. So that's why I'm sharing it with you, because those of you that tune into the LaLisa Williams Show, you are my friend. Now, here's the deal. It's the community colleges for the poor, because for the majority of the community colleges, for the cost of a pair of sneakers or two, and possibly two trips to the nail salon or the hair salon, you could have taken a whole course. You could have almost funded one entire year. And you know, a county college is only 2 years long. But here's the thing. The county college, the price is low on purpose because it's for who? The poor. And there are people like the president of the college, the provost, the various deans of student affairs and the deans of academic affairs and all the deans in the college and many people in the community, typically your freeholders and your people at the county level. They fight in Washington to keep the tuition low. For who? Not rich people, because remember, rich people, they don't want to send their kids to a county college. They want to send their children to the Penn States of the world, to the Harvards, to the Columbias, to the Fisk universities, and all of these high-priced schools. You see, so there are individuals in your town, your local governments, your state government, they are fighting for you, for the poor. I'm telling you, you've got to tell the poor people in your town, in your community. Stop speaking a lie. Stop saying there's no help for the poor. Stop that. That's a lie. Now, here's what, and I've worked with welfare to work programs since Bill Clinton passed the bill in 1997. And at the end, 1996, when he signed it into law, 1997, when New Jersey is always the first state to jump on everything. If there's any bill to be passed that's to help the poor, New Jersey is jumping on it, trust me. So here I was at the community college just walking through the hallway now. Hello? Oh, you know, it's a whole nother story. I don't have time to tell it here today. I'm just walking through the hallway of where the place where what can be created? Dreams. I'm telling you, you got to get yourself and your children to the county college. It's where okay, poor people, I know I'm telling a huge secret that the enemy did not want you to know. The enemy wants poor people, let me just say this, the enemy wants poor people to stay poor, okay? That's what he wants. Because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he wants to steal from you your knowledge, your experiences. And you know, he doesn't want this word to go forth. He doesn't want it to go out. He wants people to think that the current administration is not for the poor, and no administration is for the poor. And I'm here to tell poor people. As a matter of fact, you know what? Can you just get me in front of some poor people? Because I have a word for the poor. The county college, okay? The county college, do you know that you can go there? So here I am, I'm walking down the hall of the county college, right? For what? Because it's there. Who is the county college for? The poor. Where are the colleges at? Typically, they're right in the central, most county colleges, unlike colleges that are typically on the outskirts and difficult to get to, and if you don't have a car, and how are you going to take the bus and the train? Most of the county colleges are especially in the African-American communities, are very centrally located. You could literally walk there if you needed to. You could walk there if you needed to, or, you know, scrounge up a few dollars and take you a bus. The county college, so it's in the community. Some places call it the community college. That's why, because it's in the community. There's all sorts of things there. A lot of stuff there is absolutely free. So I'm walking down the hall of the college, and I run into a woman that runs one of the departments. Now, this is the other thing about the county college. You know, they kind of look out for their own, okay? They look out for their people. And here I am, I'm walking down the hall of the college, and what happens? The woman says to me, "Oh, Lalisa, they just started this new program. It's called the AWEP program. You should apply." I was looking for a job. She says, "You should apply. They're looking for motivational speakers. They're going to pay, it was $25 an hour, because regular adjuncts there at the time were getting $35 an hour. So as a professor, you would be like an instructor type person. It's $25 an hour. Now, this was in 1997. I said, okay, and she walked me over and introduced me to the dean
of that department. Well, come to find out, it was the Welfare to Work program. It was an AWEP program, the Alternative Work Experience program. 1997, President Clinton had just passed the Welfare to Works Act to reduce people on welfare and to get them jobs. So this program was to get them ready for jobs. It was awesome. I tell you, I worked that program for an entire year, right? But I got the job through the community college. So I'm telling you, the community college, now, as a student of the community college, because in 1990, when I decided to go back to school, and my sister also decided to go back to school, and we were both living here in New Jersey at the time. Now, my sister is a reader. She's very bright. And I was the one who flunked out of school because I was the one who dropped out of school because I was flunking. So in my mind, I'm not very bright, right? And whatever you are in your mind, that's who you are. Hello. So I said, you know what? I'm not. So we were talking, you know. We were like, okay, yeah, that would be good. Let's go to college. It's nice to have a partner, people. Try to partner up with somebody that wants the same things that you want. It's a lot easier. So here I have my sister, and she's like, okay, let's do it. And she's like, come on, you know, let's go to Rutgers. And I'm like, oh, Rutgers, what's that? And she told me about Rutgers, this nice, wonderful college. And I said, I don't know. That sounds like a bunch of smart kids like you over there. I don't think I better go. I won't be able to compete. And thank God for my military background. So having been in the military, I knew something about competition, and I knew something about competing. I knew something about keeping up with your students and your level, right? And because otherwise, I probably would have jumped right in it, and I would have been in trouble, let me tell you. And so I was like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. She goes, sure, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. Well, luckily, I had found out about this little secret called the community college, Essex County College, right next door to Rutgers. So I said, you go on to Rutgers, and I think I'm going to go over here to Essex County College where I can get the help that I need in terms of tutoring and remedial courses and what have you, not knowing that Rutgers had remedial classes as well. You know, four-year schools don't like it to be known that they have remedial classes, but they too have remedial courses. But I'm sure their remedial courses are harder than they were harder than my remedial courses. But though some of it's the same professors. So just because you're at a junior college, you still have to have, they still have professors that have their credentials. You still have to have your master's degree. Many of them have their PhDs. So it's not like you're getting anything less by going to the county college. It's just that people don't know that the county college is for the poor person. So I hope that out of all the things that I've said here in this last 25 minutes or so, I hope that out of all the things I said that resonate with you, I hope that it's becoming to you. I hope that you're so excited that you're like running down to the nearest county college. Please just check it out. You know, go on to their website. You know, go on and check them out. Go learn about it. Don't just say it's not for me. Go and discover it. Go look it up. Go and I'm going to sing this message. No matter who doesn't get it, you know, I can't help that if a person doesn't get it. I'm here to tell you it's worth it. It's worth it. Because at the end of the day, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year are still going to be gone by. And what will you have accomplished? You know, but that's what I love about it. You know, for the most part, at a two-year college, you could fund your own education with just a regular job. Tuition, in most cases, hovers around $100 a credit hour. That's not too much. You know, for less than $400, you could have taken a whole course. And in some schools, depending on what school it is, they have a flat rate and you take as many courses as you want that semester. So as opposed to, you know, $100 a credit hour, you may take 12 credit hours for $400. You know, you got to check it out. You got to compare. It's just like comparative shopping when you go shop for clothing or when you go shop for, you know, a restaurant. You go and you look and see who has the best price and who's offering what for what price. But I'm telling you, your dreams can be, you know, many people have dreams and they don't know how they're going to make their dream a reality. And what I'm saying is that you can find a lot of dreams through the county college. Writing a book, starting your own business. Every county college, they have all types of disciplines. You can find spiritual programs in the college, art programs. You can find, I know at Essex County College, they have a huge fashion entertainment board. If you're into fashion and entertainment, if you're into the media, you know, media technology, in Essex County College in somewhere around 1995-ish, don't know the exact year, maybe between 95 and 97-ish, they built a very big engineering department to get students prepared for engineering and architect degrees from, say, NJIT or MIT or any other school that you'll want to go through like that. Okay? So they also recently, over the past, I guess, 3 years, built a huge new division on dealing with behavioral health and science. For all those of you who are like drug and alcohol counselors or people that want to deal with mental health, there's a lot of mental health jobs in the pipeline right now. There's a lot of jobs in the pipeline, but are you trained for those jobs? So that's what I really wanted to share today. I wanted people to get excited about the two-year college. I wanted people to understand and to know that the two-year college is certainly a place where you want to be. If you can get there. Don't delay. Don't wait. If you need help deciding what degree you should go after, how soon you should get started, please don't hesitate to inbox me. Inbox me and I will show you what to do for, you know, what to do for making those types of decisions, who you should turn to, you know, who you should look into, who has the things that you are, the things that are important, right? And you will be surprised. You will be so surprised at how important the community college is for your life and your success. Well, I tell you, it's been great. It's been real, and I got emails right now coming from, and wow. Okay, so it's going to, yeah, I have some students who need to go to the lab, and they're going to go to the lab, and they're going to learn all about the county college. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited, and I cannot wait to hear your feedback on the county colleges. I will be on going around, as I go around, I will be talking about the county college and how important it is. So I want you to have a great day. Enjoy your day. Thank you for those who were able to tune in. I know some of you had to go and do different things, but we appreciate you. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, 7 o'clock a.m., with Professor Terry Benjamin right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Have a great and wonderful
day. Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.